Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
BECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
Indeed, we have gone back all the way to caveman times, and we've seen on the wall there were numbers. Signed, Todd Peach. He did create them. If you have a question for Todd right now, you can give us a call at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Todd's got over 25 years of experience in the financial services industry. Lots of different positions in both consumer and business lending. He's a fine member of BECU, which if you don't know much about credit unions, man, they are so awesome because of the fact that everybody is a member. You're not just a customer. You actually have a stake in this whole situation. And so places like BECU, you take all the profits, Todd, and you give it back to us.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's what we're about, BJ. And credit unions in general. We're co-op. So by definition, everything we bring in goes back to the membership. We don't have stockholders to worry about or to pay.
And yet everything you'd want to do with a bank, you can do with BECU. And if you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, boom, just like that.
Boom.
You're part of BECU. If you walk in, they'll make it happen. And if you got any questions, 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
I think we should throw the ball right into the Reverend Infuego's court because he was telling me that he has a question.
Does he?
I do because I recently purchased a home using the BECU grant program, which is great for first-time buyers.
Awesome.
And my question now that I actually have to do everything myself with this house, including getting up on the roof, which I had to do recently.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Are home repairs tax deductible, or what could be written off for a house?
Nothing.
Oh. Congratulations. Like, not even like the tools and stuff. I need it for the house. And
sorry, Rev.
Yeah. Is him talking about it on the radio at his work now count for it to be.
Exactly,
you know,
right?
Yeah, you know what? It used to be. I mean, the tax laws have changed where you can't. I mean, a lot of stuff that we used to be able to write off, we can't write off in general. But how about when you sell the house, Todd? If you keep all your receipts for different improvements you do, does that help you?
It can. I mean, there's if you're single, it's like $250,000. Before you have to worry again, before you have to worry about any taxes, and if you're married, it's $500,000. But I'd always save receipts for improvements to the home. You put on a new roof or whatever. Then if you go over that $250,000 or $500,000, if you're married, then you can use those to lower your capital.
So now when you say gain, that means that's how much more I made than when I bought the house for.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yep.
Man, but they don't count the interest you paid off all those years, do they?
No.
So the government gets you either way, don't they?
Yeah. So one thing, Rev, when you talk about improvements, there are rebates if you need a new furnace or hot water heater or ducting. So the energy companies do have rebates for that, but you're not going to get there's no tax deduction for
you're
that.
You're on your own, Rev.
And tax laws are changing this year, so more and more people will not be itemizing because they've raised the standard deduction.
Again, they're changing?
Yeah, it's like $24,000 for if you're married before. You have to have interest and taxes and whatnot to over $24,000 or it won't make sense to itemize. So.
I have a very important question for Todd.
All right.
I was watching the TV the other day and watching it. There's a BECU commercial that went on. Is that your voice on the BECU commercials?
Ooh, yeah.
Awesome! Look at you, you big star. I was geeking. I'm like, that's Todd. And my wife's like, that's nice. And I'm like, oh, that's Todd. I know him. It's his voice.
That's our auto event, right? It was the BECU auto event?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Other duties as assigned, right?
Boy, Todd, I thought, you know what? I mean, I thought we'd get a stipend or something now that you're a big star all over the TV. Don't forget us when you. I hope you remember us little guys.
It's because of us that BECU knows that you have a sweet voice.
I don't know. You know how things happen? You just don't know, right? You just don't know.
You know what? Usually you're very succinct when it comes to financial planning and every question we have. But when it comes to just life in general, it's us. Don't ask me. Just ask me what to do with your money. Don't ask me what to do with life. I don't know.
You have no control over it. So just do what you can.
Somebody asked a question about Rev trying to scam the system.
Yeah, that's all he's trying to do.
I'm not trying to scam the system. I want to have all the information out there.
Yeah, please. You're a gamer. You're trying to scam the system.
All right, fine. Just a little bit.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999 if you have a question from Todd from BECU.org. Chris in Tacoma, you are on the Rock.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Chris. Morning, you got Chris. A question for Todd?
Hello?
Hello, Chris. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can now.
Hey, can you hear me?
Can you hear Steve? Okay. Todd, can you hear me?
I got you, BJ.
Okay, good. I think we're all in good shape. Chris, go ahead. Ask your question.
Okay, what is happening here?
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
He's done. You know what, Chris? My financial advice to you is to get a new phone.
Yes, one that works.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
We have a tax question.
We have a text question. Go for it.
Buying a house, I have very little credit card debt. Should I put down 20% on the house and carry the debt or 15% down and pay it off?
So she has a little bit of credit card debt?
Yeah.
So you said? I would, not knowing all the details, but I would lean towards getting that 20% down if you can at all, and then getting that credit card debt paid ASAP. The reason for that is you will not have to pay private mortgage insurance.
Yeah.
PMI, they call it PMI. So if you put 20% down or more, you won't be paying the PMI, which can be hundreds of dollars a month.
Yeah.
So we can run the numbers. I would sit down with a mortgage advisor, work through those numbers, but I would lean towards getting that 20% down. Then you don't have the PMI, don't have to worry about that. Then we put together a plan to get that credit card debt paid off.
Keeping with the home theme, another person says, I don't know what this is, so
lots
correct
of home
me if
themes,
I'm ignorant. Yeah. Which is better, a HELOC or a home equity loan? Or HELOC?
Yeah, home equity line of credit is the HELOC.
Okay.
And then the other one was
home equity loan.
Home equity loan. So they're essentially the same thing. Home equity line of credit gives you a credit, and you can add, you know, a $5,000 loan, then you can do another $10,000 loan. But they essentially work the same way. So, and they may or may not be tax deductible, again, depending on your situation.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for that.
The interest may or may not. So there's going to be fewer people that will be eligible this year.
Let's go to Chris. I think he's back in Tacoma. I think we got him, Steve.
Chris.
I am here. I'm here.
God. All right. Well, before you go away, ask your question to Todd from BECU.org.
Right on. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Chris.
So I became a licensed contractor a couple weeks ago, and I'm a little curious as what's the best way or some kind of tutorial of how to do my taxes and how to keep track of all that. And the best, I'm already a BECU member, so I do have a personal account there.
Yeah.
You know, as far as like setting up a business account and just how to do that whole thing, because I'm kind of overwhelmed.
Okay. So are you talking about you're paying your taxes on your business?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Are you interested in doing your taxes yourself, or are you looking to hire somebody at some point?
Well, at some point, I'll probably hire somebody. I'm sure the first year, I'll probably do it myself. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd like to be familiar with it at least.
Okay.
But down the road, it'll probably be somebody else.
Okay. Do you do your taxes right now yourself? Before?
My personal taxes, yeah.
Okay. So you can get TurboTax for Business, or there's other software out there as well. Yep. And then you can put in your estimated, you think you're going to make every month. It's going to be important you pay your estimated quarterly taxes. So you plug it in there, and it'll spit out a little form for you that you just take that and send it off to the IRS on a quarterly basis. So those are your quarterly estimated taxes. And then that way you won't be hit with some penalties and whatnot come April. So
I mean, am I better off, like, for example, setting up a specific account in order for me to put the taxes that I collect from my contracts into?
Yeah, I would keep
quarterly payments.
Yes, I would keep a separate bank account for your business.
Okay.
Yep. So everything for your business runs through that account. All the income that comes through and all the expenses go through that particular account. That'll make it much simpler if you were ever to get audited and when you prepare your taxes.
Hey, Todd, is that a good idea if I'm using my business as a front and I just want to launder the money? Is that also a good idea?
Just sign the rev.
Well,
yeah. I mean,
don't bring me into that.
I'm sure it happens. But yeah.
You know, it's funny. And Todd, I'd like to speak to you on this. So many of us folks and a lot of guys in general, they want to do everything themselves. And it was funny to listen. He's got a new business and it's a contracting business. Yeah. I would imagine that itself is going to be overwhelming doing all that. And it's amazing how something like doing your own taxes as a business person, people will just want to do everything because they think it saves money or they want to be familiar. But I feel like, you know, if you have a business, the bookkeeping of the business, do you need to really, I wonder if you hurt yourself by trying to do everything in a business where you could farm stuff out that really has nothing to do with the operation of your business. It's just basically keeping your business legal with the government.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. If you're not comfortable with something, or if you can make a ton of money by out there, in his case, you know, giving bids and doing the work and have somebody else do the bookkeeping, it can make a lot of sense, right?
Yeah.
And but when you're just getting started out, though, it's kind of tough, right? You want to, you don't have a lot of extra money sitting around, and so you got to kind of, you know, work those 12 to 15 hour days. And some of that is the administrative side of things. So
I'd make that part of the business plan if I had money to invest in, because you hear him saying he's overwhelmed. I know so many people that try to do stuff that really isn't even what the job is. It's like, and I know in my business, folks like to negotiate their contracts, and I just think that's insanity. If I had to do that plus focus on this job, which has nothing to do with negotiations, you know, so I'm happy to have somebody do the stuff that really isn't my job.
Yeah, but when you're just starting out, it's a little tough, right? You don't have a lot of extra money sitting around, so you got to kind of
Vicky will lend them some money,
pull up the sleeves, and do some things that may not you know maybe in a year or two that he can farm a lot of that out and focus on the growing the business. So
all right, well, as usual, time is indeed run out. But if you have missed a call with Todd, you can always email him. You just go to KISW.com, and if you go down, you'll see Todd's smiling face on there. Click on the link, and it will get you a way for you to email Todd. He'll answer any question he can. Plus, a great page that has so many great resources about free stuff the government can give you about financial information.
We have a very time-sensitive question, so if it's okay, I can just throw in one last
text.
It sounds like this person needs to know before the week is over.
Okay.
Should I continue to play Ryan Fitzpatrick next week?
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, same.
Game
here.
On.
Yeah. He's my starter.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
Who's that from, by the way? You?
No. As commissioner of the Dong Masters, I know that I should continue to play Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Play the hot hand. Man.
Yeah. I'm not letting him out. Okay, he stays forever.
I didn't pick him up, but anyway. Yeah.
So again, if you did
wrong,
if you need fantasy football advice, Todd will do his best as well. Yeah. Just go to KISW.
Yeah, I'm in last place. Give me a call.
Do it. Yeah.
Oh, you're like the Rev.
Hey, me too.
And don't forget BECU, man. That's a place where you can, if you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, join that credit union. Do everything a bank can do except have them take care of you at BECU.org. Todd, good seeing you, buddy.
You too, BJ.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.